This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srasav with the news, the headlines first. Cabinet decides to form a commission to investigate assets of major political office bearers and high-ranking officials holding public office since 2062-63, Bikram Sambath. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with proportional representation lawmakers on national pride projects and related issues. Field-level data collection for the National Economic Census begins. National Statistics Office urges public to provide accurate and reliable information. And Iranian commander threatens shipping in Gulf and Red Sea if U.S. naval blockade continues. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to investigate the assets of major political office bearers and high-ranking officials who have held public office from the 2062-2063 Bikram Sambath People's Movement to the present. Government spokesperson Sosmit Pokhrel said today's cabinet meeting at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar decided to form a five-member asset investigation commission under the chairmanship of former Supreme Court Justice Rajendra Kumar Bhandari. The commission members include former Justices Chandi Raj Thakal and Purushottam Parajuli, former Deputy Inspector General DIG of Police Ganesh Casey and Chartered Accountant Prakash Lamsal. The commission will probe the sources and legality of assets of public officials and their families over the past two decades. The decision to form it was made at the first cabinet meeting of Prime Minister Balen Shah's government on the 27th of March, setting a deadline of 15 days. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has held discussions with proportional representation members of the House of Representatives on effectively advancing national pride projects and politically significant programs. During the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbar today, the proportional representation lawmakers presented their views to Prime Minister Shah regarding the problems and possible solutions in their respective regions and communities. Lawmakers said discussions focused on advancing local development and reviving stalled projects. MPs stressed ensuring resources, setting timelines for long-term commitments and urged action on moral education and pollution control with participation from proportional representatives of multiple parties. The second National Economic Census has been launched to collect detailed information necessary for understanding the overall economic condition of the country and for formulating development plans. According to the National Statistics Office, data collection has begun with the establishment of 84 district economic census offices across the country. At a press conference held today, the office stated that 4,433 trained enumerators and supervisors will be deployed for data collection until the 16th of April. The office urges the public to provide accurate and reliable information. According to the office spokesperson Dhundiraj Lamichane, data will be collected on the number, distribution, employment, production and services of industries, trade, businesses, cooperatives and public enterprises. Based on the International Standard Industrial Classification, economic activities from 18 out of 21 sectors of the economy have been included in the census. The Ministry of Communications and Information Technology has implemented a new code of conduct with the aim of making service delivery more effective. Ministry's Joint Secretary Subhash Chandra Sivakoti said the arrangement will hold employees accountable to complete the assigned responsibilities promptly and efficiently. Under the new rules for ministry and subordinate staff, any task received must be completed the same day or, if not possible, by the next day. Over 10,000 applications and websites used for online betting and gambling have been shut down. According to the Deputy Director of the Nepal Telecom Authority, NTA, Surya Prasad Lamichane, the unlawfully operated betting apps and websites have been identified and blocked. The NTA with internet service providers is implementing the government's reform plan, including blocking gambling apps and websites within 24 hours. Violation can lead up to 1 year imprisonment and fines up to 10,000 rupees. The Nepali Congress has decided to seek 7-day clarification from its former Vice President Purna Bahadur Khadka. The Nepali Congress Disciplinary Committee took action against Khadka for using the party letterhead on the 13th of April against party statue. Khadka had earlier been warned for issuing a press release using the party letterhead on the 28th of March. German Ambassador to Nepal Udo Eugen Wolz has paid a courtesy call on Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal. According to the ministry, during the meeting held at the Foreign Ministry today, they discussed the various issues of Nepal-Germany relations. On the occasion, Ambassador Wolz, on behalf of the German Federal Minister for Foreign Affairs, Johann Wadefuhl, extended best wishes to Minister Khanal on taking over as the Minister for Foreign Affairs of Nepal. Ambassador for the United Kingdom to Nepal, Rob Fenn, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel, at his office today. Minister Pokhrel's private secretariat said during the meeting they discussed various topics on Nepal-UK relations as well as cooperation and collaboration. Education Minister Pokhrel thanked the UK for its support in Nepal's education sector and requested assistance for autism schools in all 7 provinces, including help with resources and staffing. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming leene jaha bhaye pani paunu ho sami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtra ko sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The International Wellness Day is being marked by organizing various programs today. At Nepal's initiative, the UN designated the 15th of April as International Wellness Day, promoting education, cultural exchange and accessible wellness practices for better health. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Ali Abdullahi, commander of Iran's Khatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters, said if the US continues its naval blockade and endangers Iranian commercial vessels and oil tankers, it would be considered a prelude to a violation of the ceasefire. The BBC cited Abdullahi as saying Iran's armed forces would consequently not allow any exports or imports to continue in the Persian Gulf, the Sea of Oman and the Red Sea. The US blockade of Iranian ports began on Monday. About 250 Rohingya and Bangladeshis, including children, are missing after their boat capsized last week in the Andaman Sea. The BBC cited the United Nations Refugee and Migration Agency as saying the trawler, which had departed from Bangladesh and was bound for Malaysia, reportedly sank due to heavy winds, rough seas and overcrowding. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan region of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, partly cloudy in the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions and mainly fair in the Tarai region. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces as well as in the hilly region of Koshi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet decides to form a commission to investigate assets of major political office bearers and high-ranking officials holding public office since 2062-63 Bikram Sambat. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds discussions with proportional representation lawmakers on national pride projects and related issues. Field-level data collection for the National Economic Census begins. National Statistics Office urges public to provide accurate and reliable information. And Iranian commander threatens shipping in Gulf and Red Sea if US naval blockade continues. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.